The Gospel according to St. John, the 11th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent a message to Jesus. Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, this illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Accordingly, though Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, after having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was.
Then after this, he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just now trying to stone you, and are you going to go there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk during the day do not stumble, because they see the light of the world. But those who walk at night stumble, because the light is not in them. After saying this, he told them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to awaken him. The disciples said to him, Lord, if he's fallen asleep, he'll be all right. Jesus, however, had been speaking about his death, but they thought that he was referring merely to sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. For your sake, I am glad I was not there so that you may believe. But let us go to him. Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him.
When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world.
When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, the teacher is here and is calling for you. And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, Jesus was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, see how he loved him. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?
Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upward and said, Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me. When Jesus had said this, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go. Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what Jesus did, believed in him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Would you join your hearts with me in prayer? Create in us clean hearts, O God, and renew a right spirit within each of us. Then breathe new life into us and into your church, so that we might live as your resurrected people in a world all too often dead to the life you intend for us. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. On this, the fifth Sunday in the year of our Lord 2023, we're nearing the end of our Lenten journey. Along the way, we've heard how Jesus was driven into the wilderness, where he was tempted by the devil for 40 days. We heard the story of Nicodemus and how he was completely baffled when Jesus told him he must be born again, or born from above. We heard the story of the woman who encountered Jesus at the well, and she was left to wonder whether Jesus was the Messiah, because he told her everything she had ever done. We heard how Jesus healed a man born blind and the community's response. And now today we have heard how Ezekiel prophesied that the Lord commanded, saying, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, I will cause breath to enter you and you shall live. You shall know that I am the Lord. And in his letter to the Christians in Rome, we heard the written words of the Apostle Paul. Since the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his spirit that dwells in you. And finally, we have heard Jesus declare, I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. I am the resurrection and the life. Those are powerful words. Words of comfort, words of hope, words of promise. I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. Those too are powerful words, words of hope, comfort, and promise. I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Only Jesus said this after Lazarus had died. He said this before he had arrived at the tomb. And Jesus already knew Lazarus was dead. To hammer home the point, the gospel writer provides an interesting little detail, not once but twice, telling us that by the time Jesus came to the tomb where the body of Lazarus was laid, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. That means there wasn't time for first responders to resurrect him or to resuscitate him. CPR wasn't going to bring Lazarus back to life. No heroic human act could save him. In other words, Lazarus wasn't just dead. He was really dead. If radio and TV personality Paul Harvey were here with us today, I think he'd say, and now you know the rest of the story. We already know the rest of this story. Or at least it's safe to assume we've heard the rest of the story. Lazarus had died. And it was as a sign of God's glory that Jesus raised him from the dead. But if we read between the lines, the death of Lazarus is also a foreshadowing of Jesus' own death. Death on a cross. If we follow the gospel narrative, we know that from the beginning of Jesus' public ministry, that the signs that Jesus did along the way all point to the cross and the glory of God. Jesus knows he must die. It is necessary. We know that Jesus will die. What the disciples and Martha and Mary and their friends that had come to be with them didn't know is that after 3 days, Jesus will be raised from the dead. And in his raising, Jesus will have conquered our final enemy, death, once for all. I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Brother Martin Luther might very well ask, what does this mean? We know full well that even though we believe, there will come a day when we will most certainly die, our physical bodies. But here's the rest of the story. Even though we die, we live. Earlier in the gospel, according to John, Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Abundant life. Audacious life. Eternal life. Eternal, by its very definition, means it has no beginning and no ending. The promised gift of eternal life means that we will truly never die. Because all who share in Christ's death also share in Christ's resurrection. And so we need not fear the physical dying of our bodies, for we have been grafted onto the body of the living Christ. Our faith teaches us that because Jesus lives, we too shall live. I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Die to sin, yes. Die to those things that separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, absolutely. But just as Lazarus was not dead, just as he was brought back to life to show God's glory, we who are alive in Christ are truly alive. Our faith teaches that the breath of God breathes new life into our dry and weary bodies so that these bones might live. Our faith teaches that God brings to life what the world all too often presumes is dead. Our faith teaches that God's Spirit, the very breath of God, dwells in us. Our faith teaches that the promised gift of eternal life has already begun and does not end. And now we that know the rest of the story, we can live, truly live. Even in the midst of our Lenten journey, we can live as Easter people, resurrected people, people who are alive in Christ and Christ in us, signs of God's glory to be sure. Amen.